This was going to be the worst week of my life. It had to be. After the week I just had, I knew there was not a thing in the world that could top it. I had met the woman of my dreams. How could anything top that? I was tempted to call her now, or swing by after work, but we'd made a deal. It was meant to be just a one-week fling. After our week was up, we agreed that we'd both go our separate ways. Why had we made such a stupid deal? Sighing, I scrawled my name on the board for the fresh new lambs. I was always surprised that many of them had even graduated high school, and the fact that they had been accepted into Harvard Law made me wonder whose pockets had gotten fatter. I was known as El Diablo by most. Well, all the law students, even the ones that managed to pass my class. Regardless of what they thought of me, almost all of them applied for jobs within my firm after graduation. It led me to believe that they were all masochists. I had taught them well. "Come in and sit anywhere," I told them as they filed in. As I listed over 24 books on the board, I heard a chorus of whispers echo through the class, but this didn't stop me from moving on to my second column of titles. "If you haven't read any of these books, get out. You will fail. And once that happens, there is no hope for you. I do not care if your mother was sick, your house caught fire, or even if you were taken off the planet by aliens. If you want to pass this class, and if you want to be a lawyer, working for it isn't enough. You'll need to bleed for it," I said, placing the chalk down. I waited for a moment, smiling to myself as I heard a few students rise from their seats and leave. It was the same story every time I chose to teach. Thank God I only teach one class. "My name is Professor Black. Now that we have weeded out the weak," my words trailed off as I turned to face the class. There she was, my girl, sitting in the front row, dressed in tight dark jeans with one of my shirts under her blazer. Her brown eyes went wide, and her mouth dropped open as she stared back at me. Flashes of her lying naked in my bed, as I kissed down her dark skin, of me gyrating against her hot, sweaty body in the club, of making love in my car, all of it came rushing back to me.
"Who can pay attention with him up front?" a girl whispered to her friend beside her. "I heard he's a total Nazi, but he's one of the best lawyers in the state. If you're in good with him, you might even get a place at his firm, even a recommendation from him in your set," the blonde whispered back. The moment I saw him, I just knew that I was going to be in for one hell of a semester. Hell, I had licked honey off his chest. This was not supposed to happen. It was supposed to be 1 week of amazing sex, and then we'd never see each other again. This morning I had missed him, but I had known it was over. I needed to focus on school and on getting my life together. I had promised myself that I would do this, that I wouldn't let anything get in my way. Yet here I was, staring at Levi. And to think that just 2 days ago I had... Oh, God. I had to transfer. I was going to transfer. "Miss Cunning," he called, and I jumped slightly. "Yes, that's me," I muttered, raising my hand, knowing full well that he knew who I was. He didn't even look up. He just kept reading the other names. God had the most twisted sense of humor.